Another big event this weekend, if you're a fan of U.S. soccer, and that's everyone, right? The Western Conference Championship of Major League Soccer is tonight in Houston. All right, it's not the Super Bowl. The action is followed by a small but diehard group of fans who attend the games. And like supporters everywhere, they stand, cheer, sing throughout the soccer match. But unlike in other countries, American soccer fans don't get violent. At least, not so far. NPR's Robert Smith met up with a former football hooligan from Britain who warns that it could happen here.
When Dougie Brimson walks into a pub in Manhattan, he's easily the toughest-looking guy in the place. Bald head, burly chest, scowl.
You gonna be able to drink a pint with us?
I'm sure I can force one down.
We're here to watch soccer, the Liverpool game, on the telly. Brimson's a huge fan of the sport, especially of his beloved team Watford, although he no longer shows that devotion through violence.
You've punched a fan from an opposing team, right?
Punched, kicked, thrown people through windows, thrown bricks. I've been hit by all kinds of stuff. I've ended up with broken ribs, broken fingers.
But that was 20 years ago. Now he just writes about it. His latest book, March of the Hooligans, is a history of soccer violence, as well as the story of how he became involved. It was, he says, an addiction.
I mean, I've raced cars. When I was in the military, I flew in backseat of fighter jets. Nothing comes close to walking down a strange city centre in the middle of the night with 50 lads, knowing that you're going to a bar where there's 50 lads from the other side. Nothing comes close to it.
Looking around at the nearly empty bar, he says that in some ways America has been lucky so far. The lack of soccer rivalries in this country means that we've avoided the intense hatred of European soccer. But we have to be vigilant, he says.
Steven Gerrard did his best to pull it back to 2-1.
Liverpool loses to the Turkish team, and we head outside. In Brimson's youth, this would have been when the trouble started.
If you and me decide, right, let's have a fight. You know, there's a guy stood on the corner, a guy in a suit. Start a fight with him.
Yeah, let's get him.
Just go and beat him up for the sake of it. But what would be the point?
Now he travels the world talking about how to defuse soccer violence. He met with U.S. soccer officials during his trip here to New York, just to warn them.
It's easy to say, well, it won't happen here.
Because Major League Soccer has trouble filling the stands.
Exactly.
How could it happen here?
But it happens everywhere the game is played. You haven't got a soccer tradition in this country. And it's the importation of everybody else's soccer tradition. That's potentially where your problems are going to come.
Brimson has to fly back to England, so he can't join me to test his hypothesis at a Major League Soccer game. The New York Red Bulls are playing the New England Revolution in Giants Stadium, a place so enormous you could hurl a brick during the game and hit nothing but empty seats. But if you go to Section 101, right behind the goal, it feels like you're watching soccer in, well, just about any other country in the world. A couple hundred fans here are standing the whole game, screaming, singing, and hurling obscenities at the opposing players. The songs and chants come from England, Poland, Argentina, just like the fans. David Simpson says it never gets out of control, but it's close.
The game is all about passion, and you'll always have a few people that go a little bit too far, and they start making stupid decisions and stuff. Like, I went down to D.C. once, and I got, you know, hit in the face a couple of times by some hooligans who weren't really there to watch the game. They were there more to start trouble.
But Simpson says mostly the fans police themselves. You see, this section is actually supported and encouraged by the soccer league. The fans here feel like they're almost a part of the team. At the end of the game, tied 0-0, of course, New York fans in Section 101 stream out of the stands and rush outside. They know exactly where the New England fans will emerge from the stadium. The two groups scream at each other. They make obscene gestures. But that's about it. After a few minutes, they all give up and head out to the parking lot to go home. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.